So those got fixed, I think, this month. I do want to call Casey, see if he can come trim some trees here shortly.
I noticed some he'd done that were kind of, I was watching, so I appreciate those getting
He did care. One that Lloyd brought to me, which was good. But I think there's more around town that he didn't get to last year that I'd like done on this next budget.
Great.
So.
And you had money identified in there for that, right?
Yeah. So start there, and then we'll go from there. If there's trees around town you guys see that you think need trimmed, let me know. Add them to the list. That's all I have.
Roads.
The only thing I have is that orange dump truck. I'd like to use it. So if we need to haul anything, any dirt off from the cemetery, let me know. Okay. And we can just kind of get it out and use it and move it around, get the blood flowing. So.
I was actually thinking there was a spot to put a load of dirt. Now I don't remember where it was. I'll try to remember that.
Well, Channing had mentioned to Camille that if there was any holes, we could move some into that. Have you identified anything that doesn't have a culvert on the end of it? Or?
Down across from the park, in between, I think it was your grandma's home. Maybe not. Maybe
Jones.
Jones, that's not your grandma. But in between there, and is it Greeters?
Greeters.
There's kind of a big dip in there, and I don't know if that's always been there.
They used to run water into that lot when Joan was there.
Kind of flood irrigate?
There's a little culvert that's kind of corroded and falling apart. I'd just get permission from whoever has that house and say, hey, can we abandon that and fill that whole thing in?
Because it's quite, yeah.
I'll talk to him.
Probably just them and see Greeting, and they can pass it on.
That area is, and that's the one that comes to mind right now.
Okay.
That would be a lot easier for her if it was smoothed out.
Yeah.
And there's a culvert that'll probably finish corroding, but I'd put some dirt there. That's what I used to put some out when I dig the meters out. Where it went into Jones, I'd work the other side back. But if they're through with that, and I think they are, fill it in, get permission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything
that's
else?
That's all I have for roads.
Parks and cemetery.
The park, you notice there was quite a bill there for pennies to trim trees, but they've done a nice job of cleaning out the park area. A lot of deadfall and trim things up. We've had them take a couple of trees out, and we'll be having them grind some stumps that were left over past trimming projects. And so but it's looking a lot nicer.
Thanks for trimming around some electrical.
So there's a couple more down there that I pointed out to him that they missed, so they'll be coming back to do that.
Okay.
And they were kind enough to bring all their equipment down and do all the work there and only bill us for half of it, and then the other half will be in the next year's budget. So
okay.
So that's what's going on at the park. We do have a sinkhole.
Saw that.
That's on the south side of the restroom.
That impacted any of the piping? Septic, water?
No, it hasn't. Jordan is going to fill that in. We've let it settle down where it was. I think what he did is he left one of the taps on over the winter, and it's kind of flooded out through there so that the pipes wouldn't freeze.
I think that's what I was thinking about. With a load of dirt, like you could use a yard.
Yeah,
or two in there.
Yeah. He's gonna take care of that for us and get that all fixed up before the 24th.
Okay.
The cemetery, we've got some expenses going on up there. We've had some sprinkler heads that were new that have disappeared, and so he's had to get some new ones. I've also instructed him to put a new deadbolt on the cemetery shed. To make sure we have new keys and that we don't have keys scattered around.
That's a good idea.
I think somebody broke into the shed.
Either that or they've got a key and they...
Hey, you want to say something?
Yeah.
I went up there here, periodically I'll go through there. All those sprinklers are sitting on the north side of that shed. And I thought, Jordan, the same with the lawnmower. Mm-hmm. It sat out there for through a couple of storms, and I thought, why didn't you get that down there in the sheds? But I thought, all those sprinklers there, they're $200 for the full thing. All you can do is call the scrap yard and get, have a picture of if anybody brought any in, but you don't leave those out. Mm-hmm. My opinion.
That that shed is overrun with mice, too.
It's a cemetery cat.
Black one.
Well, he's been getting rid of the squirrels with his weapon. So
squirrel traps.
Yeah, called bullet. But the mice, they're too clever. So we've got to do something with cleaning that shed up and getting the mice eradicated from in there.
Okay.
They've been destroying things, so we'll be doing that.
Can I say something?
Sure.
I used to just put bar bait in there, but that little flap on the bottom of it, I've had to redo that a couple of times.
Yeah.
But those mice will chew your wiring on your lawnmower if it's parked in there. I didn't have too much of a problem. I just kept them out. But.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lloyd?
When you clean that, be aware of homovirus.
Yeah.
What needs to be done to protect everybody that has it.
We'll make sure that when we get that taken care of, that people will be masked up and ventilation.
You have to have your bleach and your mix also to sweat it down before you stir it up.
Is there a bag of grass seed or something in there that would attract them into the...
Usually some gopher bait to shelter.
You're always getting into barns.
There's not much you can do out there.
It's
tough. I've got two cats running around and bar bait and mouse trap on a trap line for mice and survive thousands.
Jim, I have one thing. Maybe I'll just tell you afterwards. Okay. Thanks. Anything else?
Other than that, that's what's going on there.
We wish you the best of that sinkhole. Fire department, planning, zoning. So I did get a quick conversation with Andrew. They are ready to take their subdivision ordinance to a public hearing. They're planning to schedule that in August. So anticipate that when they when you talk to them, Justin, Haley, that just takes a time period, right? You can't just do that the next day. So we have to post that public hearing. If you'll coordinate that, we can try and support that as we can. So anticipate that coming up with that new ordinance. All right, administrative. In front of you is the certified tax rate. So we do this annually. We are not proposing to change the rate. We're proposing to leave it alone. Do we need a motion on that? We need a motion to maintain the tax rate. Or if there's any discussion on if we should change that or what that looks like, but that tax rate is what we've based our proposed budget on, and it's where we've been for a while. Any discussion on that?
No.
Is there a motion to maintain our current tax rate?
I'll make a motion that we retain the current rate.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. The next thing on our list is review and possible acceptance of the 2026 budget. We've spent a couple months looking at that. We've had some work meetings. We've done some homework. One thing that's in there tonight you haven't seen is the fire budget, right, which is effectively fire district funds. It just passes through us. But that stays pretty consistent year to year to year with Chief Jim Giles. We did have a slight discussion about dropping a water depreciation line item or zeroing that out from 30,000 and change down to zero. Is there a motion or discussion on our fiscal year budget as proposed?
I do have a question that I just thought of there. As we were talking about this certified tax rate, What line item is this tax rate going into?
General property tax, the very first line on your page.
Okay.
So it is estimated by this certified this tax rate that we accepted that our revenue will be about $8,709 based on what things are valued, what the county's planning to assess. Our budget, we put $8,400. So we're pretty in line.
Just this number right here.
The one that matches it. Okay, I'm seeing that.
We underestimated slightly in this number.
Okay. Yeah, by a few bucks. But
you can see the 2025 actual came in right there where at that $8,700.
Okay.
That's projected.
I'm just kind of thinking, and this may be something for next year, but with the price of everything going up, if we could, would it be possible to lower that?
No. We are at...
For next year.
Well, if you look on here, the auditor's tax rate and the proposed tax rate are the same. So we're staying right at what... I don't think we can go lower than that. I mean, I can ask... Bonnie, the auditor, but we'd have to go through a truth in taxation hearing.
I just something that crossed my mind after we approved it.
And you can see that the portion of what we're taking from the property tax is
.000026. Yeah, I think on my home, which is probably average in town, it was 20, 30 bucks. But, you know, if we could do our part.
Yeah. I can ask if we can go over that.
Maybe something to revisit next year.
Any other discussion about our proposed budget?
I have a question if you'll accept it. Your budget, $2,800 for your signs you've already done. Is that another addition to that's in this year's budget coming up? On 41,600, your metal sign, monument sign, you're budgeting $2,800 for it?
Mm-hmm. Page two.
No, that's the 2,800 is admin miscellaneous donations.
Wrong line.
Yeah. Metal monument sign is one line above that, and it's
okay.
Zero.
Right.
The miscellaneous donations is the students that come in, all those donations.
Okay.
So
thank you.
I thought I got it.
I just looked at the way my eye line is up there. Mm-hmm. Just paying for it again.
I'll make a motion to accept. As edited, do I say accept the budget or
do we approve it?
Approve the budget.
Minus the water depreciation.
Water depreciation, and yep.
Any discussion on that? Is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor of approving next year's fiscal budget as proposed, minus the water depreciation. Say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes.
The only thing that will change on that is billing will go out. I'll finalize billing, and that will just increase the water sales and the electric. So that's end of it. But
we're always going to cast that problem.
It's always going to fall after a meeting, and then.
That's right.
I'll submit it to the state within 30 days of today.
I have one other piece that I wanted to report out. As I've been asked, Centricom is in town doing installs.
whatever, whoever wants to sign up for that, whatever that sequence is, I just know they have some customers in town, so that process is fine. There is a huge cable spool. Do we think that belongs to CentriCom? I will call them, tell them they can come get that. I saw that the other day, and that's what I thought. It's been there a while. And you're moving around a mower.
I tried manhandling it around a little bit and figured it just needs to go somewhere else.
Okay.
I was going to have my boys roll it down to the fire department, but...
Is it one of those metal ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
If they don't haul it off, let me know. I'll get it out of your way.
Any other business? Okay.
Are you having a difficult time with people leaving a lot of vehicles out on the street?
We've had some move away, so
I did put it on a note in the billing, and I was planning to leave it there again this month, just through the summer.
There's been a couple that they've moved along, so I think it's...
Yeah, we just chatted with them.
It's alright.
How much cement do you have in the way? When Landon's place was poured, who poured it? Because D-Lyle used to chew his guys out. In fact, me and Yvonne went around with that backhoe and scooped up all these piles right there by Landon's. She can't mow that.
Well, I'm sure he'll move.
No, it shouldn't. Landon shouldn't have to.
I'm sure whoever's building it should move it when they're done, because they're not done pouring.
I think they're mid-construction.
Yeah.
So.
Anything else?
But let me just say, you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
You're doing a great job.
Thanks, I enjoy it.
You're really good.
I gotta get back out tomorrow, maybe. So, girls camp's over, so we'll go mowing again. Yeah, I like it. It's good.
I guess I do have a question on that. Is it Bonnie Hunt? That street that keeps going into a dirt road down there. There's a fire hydrant down there. Is that county?
No, that's ours.
Can we mow the fire hydrant? Well, I don't know if you can mow it. It might need a...
I can weed eat it.
Would you mind?
Yeah, I'll do that. Yeah, because I got to go weed eat around the pump up here too. So yeah, I'll catch that. Is there anywhere else while I'm doing it?
The fire person in my house brought it up.
I'll go do that. No, I'll do that. I'll go look around. I haven't done that for a minute, so I'll go do that.
Good catch.
Smile. I thought it was county, and I kept telling her it's county.
No, it's ours.
So she's not doing it because it's county.
Yeah, where does Meadowtown Road end?
Let me see.
Is it?
I think it's that asphalt.
Yeah, that's what I thought. It was the asphalt.
Mm, no, I think it goes down a little further than that, but I don't know. I don't think go far enough.
But not to the tunnel though, because at some point the interstate would
has
a right of way there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
I was trying to get somebody out of it, but
yeah, well, you want to do it? Yeah, no, I'll go do that because I got it. There's a couple more places I got to go through, so
okay.
Just waiting for crops and everything else to be done.
Thank you.
Jeez. You good? You have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Meeting's over. Thanks for coming out.